This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Patriots Friday, we'll talk to Milt the Stilt Williams. In the 1 o'clock hour, we have Keefe's Keys.
Oh, yeah.
The Pats and Dolphins.
Ready to rip.
At 1 o'clock, week in review, 12:45. So stay tuned for all of it with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. But it is the Friday four-pack, four-pack of questions leading into Pats and Dolphins this weekend. What's first up, Billy?
What one player off the Dolphins would you want most on the Patriots?
I think this is a tough question all of a sudden.
They don't have a great roster. Couple years, it would have been easy to pick one of the two receivers, even though, you know, nobody likes Tyreek Hill, but good player. Jaylen Waddle, maybe not a true number one, but he's like a really good receiver. But I'm not going with either one of those guys.
Me neither. And just quick on Hill. He's always been a bad guy, yep. But now he's being investigated by you might trade for him and take him off the team, and he might be suspended.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
I don't think Hill can possibly be the answer. You're not going Waddle either?
I'm not. Kay. He was my runner-up.
Who are you going with?
I'm Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Oh, interesting.
And I figure with the safeties that the Patriots currently have.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I wouldn't normally go safety. I'd go with a more premium position, but he's probably their best individual defensive player, him or maybe Chubb. But I'd go Minkah Fitzpatrick.
So you just said, I'm going Bradley Chubb.
That's fine.
11 sacks last year. You know, he had a sack last week. He's been pretty productive since he's gone to Miami. He got traded there a couple of years ago. He was a high pick. I think that's my answer, but I don't feel like Minkah Fitzpatrick, fine. Jaylen Waddle's annoying. He's constantly hurt. He left that game last week. Like, he finished the game, but he left that game last week. He had four catches for 30 yards. We tiered off the AFC receivers earlier in the week, Keith, and we both had Hill and Waddle on the bad QB tier.
Yeah.
Which is a shot at Tua, and I think is fair. I wouldn't take Tua over May.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if we just kind of overrated those receivers at this point. I saw Hart saying yesterday he thinks Hill is washed. I wonder if Waddle's really ever as good as we thought, or if we overrated him. So I was digging through their roster. I like the Pats running backs. Achan's better than any single back they have, but I don't feel like the team really needs.
No.
A running back.
He's not much better. There's a handful of guys that you'd look at. You're like, they're way better.
I looked at all their pass rushers: Chop Robinson, Bradley Chubb, and Jalen Phillips. Those guys are all quality players. I think Chubb's the best out of them, so I went with that. So that'd be my answer. But not a good roster.
No.
What else, Billy?
What all-time Dolphins jersey would you want most?
I'm going Ray Finkel. I'll lean into the sports movies a little bit. Go with a Ray Finkel. As for an actual player, I'd probably go back to one of the Marx brothers, Mark Clayton, Mark Duper.
Okay, I was surprised you didn't say them right away, but you went for the Ray Finkel reference. Got it. Okay, I assumed you'd go with one of those two.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Who was better out of the two?
I think Clayton. I believe Clayton was better.
Duper.
Clayton.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
I picture them as like having exactly the same stats. Like,
I was going to say, they probably were pretty interchangeable.
But that's how I think of
Mark Clayton was a five-time Pro Bowler.
Oh.
They were both good in Tecmo Bowl. Mark Duper was a three-time Pro Bowler.
Oh, you got to go Clayton there.
Although his nickname was Super Duper.
That's pretty good.
So
that's pretty good.
I'll still go Clayton.
So your answer is Clayton?
Mark Clayton.
I'll go with Duper. No, I'm just kidding. I think I'd go Zach Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Thomas, nice player. Yep. There a long time. Jason Taylor, I feel like, was more of a rival of the Pats.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go Jason Taylor there.
What about Ricky Williams?
Interesting.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
That isn't a bad one.
That's a pretty good one. Remember when the Wildcat, Ronnie Brown, they just got absolutely destroyed by the Wildcat?
I had him on my bench that day in fantasy. Like the worst decision. I'm like, oh, I was like, I can't play him against the Patriots. I was like, I want to enjoy this game, and then he does that.
That was wild.
That was Pennington, right? I mean, obviously he was running split out wide, and those guys were running wild, but I think Pennington was the quarterback.
Oh, might have been.
But yeah, that was a legitimately, in the middle of the dynasty, a legitimately shocking Patriots
loss. That was insane. Chris Chambers, OJ McDuffie, a couple of the wide receivers that they had that were really good back in the day.
Yep. Aronde Gadsden,
Arena League player.
How about Nick Buonocatti? You might get that name here and there. He played for the Patriots as well, so you can get some overlap.
Yep.
If you'd like.
I liked Jarvis Landry for a time. He was very sure-handed.
Yeah.
They had Brandon Marshall for a couple of good years of Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
He's kind of going all receivers at this point.
Not the greatest guy either, but okay.
Not the worst guy.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's our Dolphins jerseys. You're going Mark Clayton.
Yeah.
Put me down for Zach Thomas. Okay. What else we got?
Will Mike McDaniel make it to week 9?
No.
It doesn't feel that way.
I think he's making it out of September.
He might not, because we kind of went over this earlier. If they lose on Sunday. So this could change.
Brian Cox, that's a good one.
There's another good answer.
Patriots-Dolphins overlap, that's another good one.
So if they lose to the Pats on Sunday, which is still up in the air, I mean, they're point-and-a-half favorites at home, but if they lose this one, it's a short week, they're at Buffalo, then they play Monday Night Football against the Jets, three straight division games. So if you're 0-4 and you're 0-3 in the division,
Where's week four? They're at home for week four?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you.
After the Bills game, you could be gone after 0-3.
If they're 0-3, that's a great time to fire a coach. That's more days than we thought. Going into a home game on Monday Night Football against the Jets, which is a winnable game at home, that's the time to fire him if he starts 0-3. I don't think any chance he makes it to week 9.
Then week 9, they play another Thursday game. Week 9, they play Baltimore. And then week 10, they play Buffalo. That's just not fair.
No. No.
They should have quit before they started.
How's their schedule so hard? The Pats are so easy. They weren't a playoff team last year.
The Pats also play Buffalo and Baltimore
the AFC
coming
East
up.
Playing the NFC.
Yeah, it's true.
Playing the AFC North.
And they play them back-to-back later on in the
year. Yeah, these are all just division teams that we're talking about.
I guess the timing of theirs seems a little more difficult. But the Pats have Buffalo in a few weeks.
They do have
up,
the
week 5.
Commanders. That must be like their flex game. So, like, the Patriots get the Giants.
It's a big swing.
And they get the Commanders.
That's a big swing.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay, neither of us have him making it to week 9. No. What else, Billy?
Do you think
Tua Tagovailoa
will be their starting quarterback next year?
It might be like a contract thing where they're kind of forced into it.
I think
we kind of
have the same answer. Should he be? My answer would be no.
Probably not.
Will he be? My answer is yes. I just think you just said it.
Because they got him tied up for a long time. They gave him all the money because this is year 6 for Tua.
Yeah, he was 2020 class. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is his 6th year. His best year was probably, 2023. And obviously he's had a million concussions in his career. And you wonder if, like, Mike McDaniel was able to sort of unlock something out of him, but now that's gone. And then if they end up firing Mike McDaniel, how is Tua going to look going forward?
Yeah, I guess it does depend on who the new coach is. If you're factoring in, he gets fired.
Yeah.
Is that coach going to have a connection to another quarterback? How high is their pick going to be? So there's some variables in there. If I had to wager on it, I bet he's their quarterback next year, but I wouldn't want him to be. If I were a fan of that team, I wouldn't want him back.
But I think what also might come into question is if you end up with a really high draft pick, we've seen teams, even with crazy cap hits and even with whatever else, be like, all right, we're picking 2 overall. We could get one overall. I mean, depending on how bad it gets in Miami, they could have the number 1 pick. They could take any quarterback they want, the kid from South Carolina, the kid from LSU, the kid from Clemson, whatever. Arch Manning, they could probably not. They could take any guy they want. That might sort of
Gio Lopez.
They could if they want him.
Yeah.
He'll be available.
He'll definitely be available.
But so that could kind of push it. Whereas if they have like the 7th pick, maybe they just say, all right, we're stuck with Tua. We'll bring him back for another year. But it is fascinating how quickly things can change. Because 2 years ago, if you're like, hey, a quarterback has Mike McDaniel calling his plays, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as receivers, you're like, that guy's set up.
Yeah.
He's good to go.
That's true.
And then 2 years later, you're like, not even 2 years later, like a season and a game later, you're like, I don't know about this.
I mean, maybe we're overly shook by how bad he was last week and getting called out by ex-teammates, but he looked bad. And last year, they were an explosive offense. He took too many hits, had too many concussions. They changed the offense, which might be smart for his longevity.
Yeah.
But he's turned into a real dink and dunk quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of one who would air it out to Hill and Waddle down the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A bunch of jersey suggestions. These are pretty good ones. Patrick Surtain, we didn't say him, right? Senior?
Yeah, yeah. He was good, yeah.
So that's Dice. Patrick says Richie Incognito.
Brent Grimes?
Not that one. Oh, Brent Grimes.
Dude, yep. Richie Incognito, actually not a bad guy. Didn't that whole thing get, like, wasn't that all overblown?
Yeah.
I thought he didn't do anything wrong.
I don't think he was the greatest guy. I think maybe in that specific incident.
But I think he got, like, railroaded.
Yeah.
And I think he, like, really was not anything too overboard, actually.
Let's see.
Don't full quote me on that, though, Nick. If that's wrong, then.
Larry Zonka.
WEI host says.
Yeah.
Richie Incognito, great guy.
Dump it.
I'm pretty sure.
Ooh, a Wes Welker Dolphins jersey.
Oh, that's right. You could get an old school.
How about this one?
I bet
you like this player. This is a muscled up player.
David Boston. He got too big. He got to the point where he was like the biggest wide receiver of all time.
Was he good in Miami
yes.
and then went to the Chargers, or was he good with the Chargers and went to Miami? Which way was it?
I thought he was good with the Dolphins.
Okay.
No. He was good with Arizona.
Not the Chargers.
No.
Never played for the Chargers?
No, he did.
Oh, okay.
But that was 03. He was okay. Then he got hurt. Then he came back, had a year with Miami. Not even a full year with Miami. No. He was really good with Arizona.
David Boston rocked up.
He was enormous.
That guy was rocked up.
Should he be maybe a tight end? He was listed at 6'2", 240.
Hoss of the week?
Oh, yeah.
He's a hoss of the week.
That guy's a hoss.
Yeah. I think we have, I don't know if the graphic is up, so I don't know if we can say it yet, if the cat's out of the bag, but our official hoss of the week.
We do have a hoss of the week.
Is CT from the challenge.
Congratulations, CT.
CT, yep. You know, a local guy. Perhaps anyone who knows him, you could pass that along.
I know his host of the week.
Another local guy formerly on the challenge, Vinny, not a big fan of this show.
Hopefully
CT. We're very pro CT on this show.
Oh, we are CT fans.
So he is host of the week here on Jones and Keefe. Congratulations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app.
Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.